Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate a wonderful feast. Feast of All Saints. I mean, all those saints we know by name, and all we celebrate all those saints who are known only to God. We celebrate all of them because they fulfilled goal of their life. They reached holiness. And there are in heaven. And it is so pleasant to look at them because we know so many beautiful stories about saints and they give us inspiration. But in the same time, we feel disturbing. We have these disturbing thoughts. We don't feel comfortable. Because we realize that the same call they followed, the same call was given to us through our baptism to become holy. This is goal of our life. And it is not something what is meant for some kind of people. It is goal which we have to reach if we want to reach heaven, eternal life. It is a lie what is given to us that almost everybody goes to heaven. It is a lie to think that if I put can of food for some needy that this will be my path to heaven. It is a lie to think that if I am only good person, it is my path to heaven. Because Christ doesn't say this. What he says, we heard in this gospel. If you don't love me more than anything else, you are not worthy of me. If you don't love me more than your wife, husband, brother, sister, job, hobbies, time, if you don't love me more, you are not worthy of me. And we feel that it is not easy. And it's really not easy to follow this word, but those words are given to us. And those words were understood by these saints and they tried to fulfill them in your life. Let's make a test. Let's look back, one day back. Let's look like last Saturday. What have we done during this day to show God that we love him more than anything else? What was that our activity which really forced us to give some kind of effort to show God, to show and through this to the world that we love God more than anything else? For sure there were things, but let's put them on the scale. How many times we show yesterday that we love God more than other things, and how many times we loved other things more than God. If his words are going to judge, we will be judged by his words. So these words are not comfortable for us because they say that, well, you should make bigger effort. We should love God. And this is commandment. First one. We should love God. But what is love? It is not this my feeling which I have in my heart when I look at some kind of picture or I read a nice thought or I read a good book about theology. I have this excitement in me that is beautiful. This is false emotion which doesn't help us to make movement towards heaven. We are staying at the door of our house. We are not going through this journey towards God. To go on journey is really to leave those things which we love and to start to love God. It's not easy. But who says that it is easy? This is why Christ tells us, if you don't take up your cross and don't follow me, you are not worthy of me. What is this cross? It is this when I fight with my old self, when I try to remove those things I love now more than Christ, when I try to adjust all my being to be able to love God more than anything else. If we try to do this, so it is difficult, it's painful, it's not easy, but this is this pain, these difficulties, this is our cross we are supposed to take and to carry if we want to be worthy of Christ. And for sure, this is not easy teaching. But if you want religion with easy teaching, so you are not in the right place. Because true gospel or true teaching is given to us through Christ. And we are not called to adjust it according to our wishes. Maybe it seems like something what we are not able to do, what we are not able to reach. But, you know, there is St. Pius from Mount Athos, he said this once that, well, this is the problem, that we won't, we know what we are supposed to do if we want to reach holiness. He said, in the beginning, we have to cross the river. And he explained this way. Look, if you are supposed to cross the river in winter time when water is cold, you must do it fast. Because yes, you will experience cold, but you will go through, across the river very fast, and then you warm up and you will be happy that you are over there. But if you go step by step, and you, if you hesitate on each step in that cold water, you will die from cold. You will be frozen immediately. And he says, the same thing is with us. Many times when we see in the beginning of our spiritual life that we have to rearrange our way, how we are supposed to do this, what we are supposed to do to love God, it is like crossing all this cold water in the river. It's painful, but we have to do it fast. We have to make fast and radical decisions. And then we will experience joy of this new life in us. But if we hesitate and we try to make one step, then we go back and one step go back, we are always in this cold water, not reaching the other side of the river, experience only this pain which kills us. It has to be a radical decision. And then we can experience what is true, true joy, true happiness in Christ. Be holy, it means to be filled with Christ. Be holy, it's not something what we can reach through some kind of deed of kindness, once, twice per week. It is something what fills our whole soul, mind, and body. And this is Christ. When we are in so love with Him that we think about Him all day, all time, and we try to think how we can love Him more, how can we show Him love more, what we can do more, how, what kind of sacrifice we can bring, may this love is bigger in us. To have Christ, to be so united with Christ, this is holiness, and this is what takes us to heaven. Because there will be, in the moment of our death, there will be not big change. What we are now and what we are in the moment of death, we will be in eternal life. If we are with Christ, we are filled with Christ, we will be filled with Christ after. If we are filled with the world where there is no place for Christ, the same state will be in our souls forever. There is no radical change. Several saints said that in the moment of death, we even don't realize that we died. It is so natural for soul, for our mind, for this faculty, that we will be surprised, are we dead? We will not feel like huge change. We will be what we are here. If we don't allow really this huge love of Christ here, we will not love Him after our death. It calls to heroic life with Christ. And well, we think that it is difficult. Yes, it is. But we are not alone in this effort. Christ Himself is our guide. And during liturgy, we have so many prayers which we are asking God for help, and He is helping us. He is really our helper, but not only He. And today I want you to give you this, to give to your attention these final prayers of the liturgy. And we should remember that we, because it can give us strength. In the end of liturgy, we say glory to Christ, our hope, because we are so weak that we need Him. We ask Him, we call Him hope for our life, because we need His help. And then the last after that, the last prayer is that what we really pray. May Christ our true God risen from the dead have mercy on us and save us. We realize that we are weak and we need His help to love Him with this great love. It is not only in our hands. We need to beg Him again and again, whole day and day by day for that. This is, we know that. But the rest of prayer is wonderful. Look, we ask Him for this salvation through the prayers of the Holy Theotokos, through the holy and glorious apostles, through John Chrysostom, we have his icon here. We ask for prayers, patron of our church, St. Nicholas. And we are praying for, we are asking as a church for prayer of all the saints. In the end of the liturgy, and not only divine liturgy, but each liturgical celebration is this prayer when we call upon whole heaven to come to help us, to pray for us. And if our heart has good settings and good intentions, we will feel the result of these prayers. We will feel this guidance. we will get this light how to make next step. To come to holiness is not easy, but on this way we have a lot of help. The only problem for us not to, or problem on the reason why we don't make progress is that that we don't want. That we want to love this world more than God. And this, in this case, nobody can break our free decision. So let's pray today, and again, ask all those saints for help. May we can have this desire for holiness. Because this is goal of our life. Not our job, not our hobby, nothing. Even our family, even our closest one, nothing is goal of our life. The only goal of life is to obtain eternal life. If we keep this in mind, if we want that, all help possible is on its way to our life. Amen.